Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the 3-Dot Podcast. This is Brian with a silent E.
This is D. Goody.
And this is Alex.
And on this episode, we're talking about our experiences with our first loves in our lives. Our first cars.
Hey.
And beep, you know, beep. The experiences that come along with it when you get your first car.
Let's fuck my car, dude. Fuck my first car.
Dude, my car.
What was your first car?
It was a... I don't even know that. I think it's like a 1989 Honda Prelude.
Oh, were you driving that when I met you in college already?
Oh yeah, baby boy.
When I think of Alex, I think of his Subaru. Yeah, he had a very
The blue Subaru.
The nice silky smooth blue, electric blue.
People always Subaru. Try to race me, but I'm like driving a little slow in that Subaru.
How did that feel when people drove up next to you and they give you that look, and they're like,
it looked like a racer car. It did.
His car.
Yeah, his car, his old car.
Yeah, but the Subi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's when I first like started noticing Alex, too.
Yeah.
He started taking notice.
The blue Subaru. But that's when I remember getting in your car. I was like, oh, he's driving a blue Sub, huh? Is what's going on here?
But
this guy's a racer. But he was far from a
racer. He's Racer X.
Yeah, dude, I drive really slow.
But in life, he's fast.
No.
But on this episode, we're talking about our cars, man. We're talking about our first cars and what we've done in them. And, you know, what kind of cars would we be ultimately. My first car was a 93 Corolla.
Dang, I had the oldest car.
Oh, wow. Oldest goes last then.
What was it?
Okay.
A Flintstone mobile?
It might as well be. Oh, my God.
A Flintstone sound effect.
I got a
with the
hand-me-down
feet,
car.
you know, I was stoked, dude. I think I was 21. I didn't get my I was a late bloomer. I didn't get my license till I was 21. And I remember on Christmas, my grandfather gave me an envelope for Christmas, and inside the envelope was the key to the Corolla. And I was like, ah, dang.
Oh,
I got the Corolla. But was it a bucket? Hell yeah, man. It was a bucket. I put so many stickers on that thing, dude. You're trying
to cover it up?
Yeah, I mean,
trying to hide all the dents and
lost
scratches
a lot of
on
hubcaps.
There.
Oh man! Oh, you have no idea. My first time driving, when you reversed, I kissed a lot of cars, like, and I would just
I
would just drive off, dude.
You jerk.
Before anyone saw me, but a '93 Corolla. I called it the Green Hornet. That was the nickname. Well, if you guys have
I do remember that car.
Yeah, if you guys have nicknames for your cars too, please share.
I do remember that car. Oh, okay.
Well, you're the oldest, so Alex just said his. What is it? 89
Prelude.
Oh crap. Okay.
Her name. I actually don't remember giving the Prelude a name.
I might remember.
I went through several cars, like, but they were all so broken down until I got my Subaru.
Okay.
I went through like three cars before I got my Subaru.
Okay, but dang. The first one was the 89er.
Yeah.
Cool.
The Prelude. Mine was. A 1986 Honda Accord. It was silver, and I remember that car because when I was younger, I threw up in the back seat. This is when I was a little baby.
That's when your parents knew they were going to give you that car.
Well, no, it was hand-me-down from, it was my dad's, and then they gave it to my brother once he learned to drive, and he, like, destroyed it. And
oh, he totaled it.
He didn't total it. Like, he just was...
Drove recklessly, I
He
assume.
Drove recklessly. And then later, like, they just... They kept it running enough where they could... It still works, and they handed it down to me where I had to take care of it.
Yeah.
And at that point, man, I was driving at some points, and the engine would just stop. I was afraid to go on the freeway,
I've had that experience, dude. It's scary as shit, dude.
Dude, but this car was, like, it was running on fumes at all times.
Yeah.
So I did not know when, like, I was afraid. Like, it wouldn't start on cold days.
Mm-hmm.
On cold days, it just would not start. Yeah. And I hated driving that car only because it was on a sunny day and it wasn't naturally warm when it's the morning, the car wouldn't start. It would not start. I would have to somehow, like, continuously keep trying to...
Oh, on cold mornings? That happened to me, too. I had to have a battery, like...
A jumper?
A jumper in the back of my car. Yeah. And then I just... If it wasn't starting, I'm like, damn, here we go again.
No,
that was the norm for me, dude. Like, that's how bad it was.
Even with my car, like, even with the jumper...
The Green Hornet.
It just wouldn't start. It wouldn't start. It was such a bad car.
Well, Alex is not talking about his Prelude?
Yeah, my Prelude.
Going down. So
Prelude,
that means your car was the your bucket was the healthiest out of our cars.
Well, it was good until the very end. Like, it lived a pretty good life, and then at the end of I'll talk about it later, but yeah, it was a piece of shit.
But did the piece of shit pull the ladies?
No.
None at all?
Absolutely none. I said,
you tell me not even a single female stepped foot in that car.
That was not a friend or a relative? No. You know why? Because like I said, I was afraid to drive it. I did not want someone to be in the car and all of a sudden have it stop in the middle of nowhere and make me look like a bitch because I didn't know how to fix a tire or look at the engine or anything like that.
Oh, boy.
So the only way I would drive that car is, what, one, if I was alone, or two, if I was obligated to. Mm. If it wasn't any of those things, I'm taking the bus.
But the buckets got the job done. You guys from point A to point B.
Did your Green Hornet pull any horny women?
Oh, God. Well, we're obviously, you know, Dave wasn't able to pull women in that car, so he can't answer the did he make love in that car.
Nope. Easy answer. Nope.
Did I pull women in my car? I brought women to my I brought my exes to my car. In fact, my ex tried making love to me in my car. Here's one thing that you guys should know about me. I'm one of the few that does not like to have sex in the car. Does not matter. You put me in a Tundra. I need space in there, man. You know what I mean? Like, not.
Are you saying you're a goddamn octopus and when you're sleeping, dude?
Yeah, dude. Your
fucking arms are fucking everywhere.
Legs are,
dude,
moving around and slithering. Nah, dude, I can't do it. I remember, you know, I'm being very, very descriptive, but she got on top of me. We reclined the chair back, and I was like, ugh. And the only reason why we were in my car is because we couldn't do it in my house. And I was like, nah, I can't do it here. I can't do it here. But. I did get some fantastic blowjobs in my car, though. Yeah.
Disgusting.
Very.
Yeah.
Once again, family members, do not listen to the show, please. Anyways. Alex?
Yeah, I'm sorry. What?
How was your Prelude?
Well, I don't think the car pulled women. You know what I'm saying?
But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Give me the ugliest car and I'll pull you in there.
I'm kidding, kind of. Yeah, I mean, the answer.
He did.
There were times. Sure,
yeah. There were
the
times.
Prelude wins again.
No.
it was a prelude to what would happen in the future.
Shut up.
Hey,
that was pretty good.
Lots of cars to bless.
Did you make love in your bucket? Not Dave, obviously, but Brian.
I stayed away. I stayed away from it. I think girls wanted to, but I just couldn't do it. Even like a girl I had met at a party when I was going to state.
Yeah.
We were in the back of my car and I just would not have it. I just like, oh, well, we can do this. You can do this to me. Well, but I
you were to make love in a car, I think the most optimal thing would do is first off, you have to go on the back seat. And then it has to be some kind of cowgirl. You know what I mean?
This guy's sounding like real experienced.
All right.
No.
All right, David.
I think that is in almost any car.
I love cowgirl. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah, in any car, that is the most optimal way.
Disgusting.
If you're like, well, first off, you're away from the front view, like. The front, so no one can see your view. At least you get some coverage from those chairs, okay?
Well, thing,
say bye-bye to all of our female listeners at this point.
I know, right? Well, I am, messing it up right now.
Another thing was that I was scared that people to pass by would pass by and see, you know.
See those,
here's
the
story.
Moving car, car.
Alex knows about this. My third girlfriend, we used to just, you know, make out in the back of my car, and a cop rolled up.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, the windows of my... This is a great story. The windows of my car were fogged up.
Oh, African-American
cop, African-American cop pulls up. Hi, it's your ID? And I'm like, fuck. Here you go. Looks at our IDs. I was like, you guys live nearby? And the girl I was dating at the time, she goes, yeah, I just live right up the street. He goes, are your parents strict? And she goes, yeah. And I'm always going to remember this. The cop looks at us. He grins. Y'all be safe, okay? Oh my god, dude, I wish I could meet that guy. He laughed. He's like, you guys be safe. And then I was like, oh god, man, what a cop story. And he drove off and he never came back around. So
I mean, hey man.
The Green Hornet.
Not all cops are bad.
Dang.
Well, I mean, okay, where are those cars now?
Well, before anything, for me, I guess like my whole experiences in the prelude. Yeah, I had a.
Just say it, man.
I had several shenanigans in there.
Yes.
In my day.
All right. Yeah.
Let's see. Worst and best experience in that car. Oh, so the best was obviously shenanigan related.
Mm-hmm.
and gross. The worst is actually how I said goodbye to that car, and which is where it answers and correlates to.
Okay.
Where's the car now? I was dropping off this girl who I hate. I actually don't like her.
Till
this very day.
Screw you, man.
And man.
Do I know her?
Yeah, you do. I'm trying to come up with it. I remember we gave her a nickname called Triflin' Trout.
Oh, I know who the Triflin' Trout is. We should have an episode of the Triflin' Trout. Okay.
Yeah, that's a long saga by itself. So I was dropping her off, and my car started fading out, like the lights on the deck, the board, yeah. On the dashboard. And so I ended up parking, and I was just like, well, I guess I got to restart it. And it wouldn't restart. And then I asked my cousin to go ahead and jumpstart the car. He jumpstarted the car, but it died within minutes. And so found out, you know, later on when I got really good with cars, it was the alternator. So it's just like something that produces the electricity and whatnot.
Right, right.
And that died. It's just, its time has run out.
Mm-hmm.
Boy.
We left it for 3 days at the gas station, and then it got towed.
Oh.
And then it got impounded.
And that was the last time you
ever. That's the last time I ever saw that. Damn. And I had
so you abandoned the car.
I had a lot of, yeah. I had a lot of like really nice belongings that I had in that car too.
Was that a sad memory or a good memory?
Yeah, it was worse. Because like I had a pool stick that I used to like really like. It was this bright neon pink pool stick. I don't know, because no one would steal it. That's
okay,
why I liked
fair.
It.
Yeah.
And then I installed like a subwoofer system and like.
Oh, so you put work into it.
I put a little work, yeah. I put a little bit of work in my car. Cause I
turn that
cool.
$500 tall. Nah.
I thought about doing that car. With my 93. Let's see how this look with black rims. How would this look with some nice speakers?
And I did not think about that.
But it's nice to think about that with buckets because it's just like a man can dream, right?
Well, yeah, because it's your first car. Of course, you're all right. I'm gonna soup this up. I'm gonna make it look as nice as possible.
I did have that. Yeah, I had that thought process.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're gonna put $500 rims on a $200 car.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
It's, oh man. That's what I wanted to avoid. I wanted to, like, not. Well, first off, my car where it is now.
Yeah.
When they were doing that cash for clunkers thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we did that.
Shout out to the POTUS Obama.
So that's what we did. Pretty much donated our car. We got some cash out of it, and that's it. Like, we got, like, maybe. And that's all it was. Like, some tow truck came in, took it away. And that was it. It's probably scrapped at this point. The worst moment I had in that was me and my best friend, Noel, or one of my best friends.
Uh-huh.
We were driving. We were going down Mission.
Uh-huh.
And then my car stopped in the middle of, like, just traffic. The
bucket always has to stop.
It stopped right there.
Oh, boy.
And it would not start up. And then I was like, fuck. And then people were getting mad at me. I was getting yelled at. It was like, this is the moment where, like, I hate this car. Yeah. I hate this car.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, like, we had to push it over to the side, put the hazard light on, things like that. And we waited there for at least, like, with the hazard light on, maybe, like, 20 minutes before it could start up again. And then I was like, forget it. Like, I'm going straight home. Like, this is whatever we had planned that day. Like, we were just going to hang out and just eat somewhere. No, it completely canceled because, like, I don't want this to stop again. So, like, if this will take me home, we're going home. And it took me home, and then this is part of the reason why I hardly drive the car. Because it was such a bad car. Like, I knew it was a bad car.
You didn't have the oldest car out of all of us.
It was, yeah. It was old. Like, the engine was leaking and things. Oh, man.
I've had the, yeah.
It was abused.
The Green Hornet now could be found somewhere in Pacifica where freaking John Galingan, buddy of ours, I sold him two cars. I sold him a 96 Corolla. He broke that. And then I sold him my 93, and I should have never done that. I should have gave it to someone else that would take care of it. And he broke that, too. So, God, that car, I don't know, it's either in the pound already or he...
It's junked. They junked that it,
bastard,
dude.
Yeah.
That was in the junkyard.
Yeah. But the best and worst experiences, the worst, there's a lot. I mean, I've even brought it up in the show before where I got pulled over and almost got a big ticket because my headlights weren't on at night. But I've hydroplaned in that car.
Damn.
Yeah. I've avoided serious accidents. But I want to say that I was on my way to a job interview all the way in San Leandro. And get this. The day before, I heard a hissing noise from the front left tire. And what did Brian do? Huh? Should be normal.
You were riding the rims.
Should be normal. So I drive all the way to San Leandro. I get to, and right when I exit off the freeway to where the city of my interview's at, I start, my left front tire starts grinding on the left, and I'm like, oh, I was scared for my life. Because it's like, oh my God, what's going on? I drive up to the curb. I go outside. My front left tire was flat as shit. The rim was already, like, grinded out. And I'm like, oh, my God. So I was like, why didn't I do anything about this yesterday? I missed the interview. I didn't even go. I hit up a couple buddies of mine, and it took them about 2 hours to come see me. And they you know, came to help me out. And we drove it to a nearest tire shop. I told my mom. I was like, Mom, I didn't have any money in my account at the time. I was like, Mom, I need some money to get a new tire. We got a new tire at that city.
Didn't you have a donut in your car? An emergency donut?
What's that?
Did you have a donut in your car?
I did, and that also went out flat.
Really?
It was
Damn,
bad.
Damn, dude.
At one point, I had no other choice but to drive it flat to the shop. And people around me was looking like, sir. I was like, I know. I was lucky that a cop didn't see me. I was literally driving in the street with, you know, luckily the shop wasn't that far. Okay, that was one of my worst
experiences. And your rim wasn't, like, broken?
No, it wasn't. I lucked out, man. But, you know, for the least, the best experience that I had with that car is it did get me from point A to point B. As surprising enough, I dated a girl that lived in Davis. I drove to her once a week, and I was so scared because I didn't know if that car was over 300,000 in miles.
Damn.
And I thought at some point it was gonna break down and I was gonna be stuck in the middle of nowhere, you know, in the middle of Davis and San Francisco in a goat farm somewhere. But that car pulled it, and I think those were the greatest experiences from that car was it being able to get me somewhere I didn't know I can get there with that car. So thank you, Green Hornet.
See, for your car, at least you can drive outside, like really outside the city.
Yeah.
The farthest my car ever got me was South San Francisco.
Mm.
Tan Fran.
Mm.
That's a shopping mall if you don't know where that is.
It got to a point where when Alex and I started being friends, I started telling Alex, like, hey, can you drive? Yeah. Because I don't want to drive.
Yeah, oh my God.
I used to pull that line on him and a few other of my buddies all the time because I just didn't want to drive my car.
And I obviously...
Yeah, dude, I get that. I get not wanting to drive your car. Yeah. Like, if it failed on you so many times, it's just... What you drive it only when you need to.
Do you think you would be your car, or what car would you guys be?
What car would you
I would not be my car.
What kind of car would you be if we were like car, like cars from Disney's car, Pixar's Cars?
What kind of car would I be? How about this? We'll tell each other what kind of cars we would be.
That's what I was gonna lead to, yeah.
I think Brianni would be a Shelby. Cobra Shelby.
A Cobra Shelby?
Yeah, that's a muscle car.
Is that a cool car?
It's a good car.
Okay. Yeah.
It was in Gone in 60 Seconds.
Yes.
It was the unicorn. Forgot her name. It was specifically like a name. Like,
yeah.
I believe Natalie. I may be wrong.
Something like that. You can correct us anyway, but
yeah.
It was the Gone in 60 Second card.
Mm. Yeah.
I think Alex is a Corvette. Shelby
Cobra.
Corvette.
A Corvette?
The fastest one. No. And if you wanted to, you can put doors that go up.
You can put some suicide doors on there?
Actually, this guy could be any fast car he wanted to. And put some suicide doors on that bitch. Because the way this guy lives his life, man. That's how it is. Arms up and legs up.
Guys, I don't appreciate all of the slander that's given to me every day, day in and day out.
And what, Alex, what car would Dave be?
Dave would be the smart car. No, actually,
what?
I'd be
a Tesla, baby.
You know, back in the day.
Tesla? I'd be a Tesla, man.
No. Actually, I do know what you would be.
What?
You'd be a Subaru Outback.
A Subaru Outback?
Yeah. It's like the most outdoorsy car.
Don't be fucking upset.
Okay, no, I'm not upset about it. I'm trying to think about it.
I used to think that the buggy was a sick car. But if you were a buggy, you'd be turbo.
Dude, you're like the hiking car. Like, it's like the primary car.
What did
that
you want us to say? Okay.
Yeah, what the fuck
at
did
least
you want?
Give me a Land Rover, the luxury of the outdoorsman.
Okay,
Come on, man.
That thing is, man. Oh, man.
Okay, you're a fucking Land Rover. Jesus Christ.
All right, well, guys, if you have any car stories that you'd like to share with us, please hit us up on Facebook or at Twitter at 3.podcast. Remember, the 3 is the word, not the number. And or on Instagram, comment below on your stories. And maybe you can tell us what kind of car you would be if you were a car. Yeah, and we're also, you know, get our shows on Podomatic and iTunes, man. Yeah. Download our episodes.
I'm not mad, but come on,
mad.
He's a little upset.
We're gonna end the show before Dave just goes. He spins out of control here. This is Brian with a silent E.
Go, Dave.
This is a Subaru Outback.
This is Alex. This is the 3-Dot Podcast, where the conversation does not stop. Have a good day. Good night. Good poop. Whatever.
Good drive.